Welcome to Going Rogue, the podcast for clear-eyed rebels and utopia preppers. I'm here as always with the rogue journalist, Caitlin Johnston. I'm Caitlin's worst half, Tim Foley. How you doing, Caitlin?
G'day, Tim.
What's the article you got for us now?
On the 50th anniversary of MLK's death, remember that the FBI are pure scum.
Fuck those bastards.
Fuck those fucking cunts, man. I've been crying all morning.
She really has. She just come on across a Martin Luther King speech or something doing research for this, and she'd just sob and sob. I'd have to go hug her. God, they're such. And then find some horrible thing about J. Edgar Hoover or whoever, and then
have to have a rant
about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that guy's still like a celebrated figure. His name is still on the FBI bill. He's still the.
He's still very much front and center in the FBI.
He's a sacred cow still. Like, we should all be talking about that. Like, what a disgusting, vile creature he was.
Yeah, completely self-interested, self-obsessed. And, you know, the thing he had against Martin Luther King was probably driven by racism and all sorts of other things, but it was also deeply personal when you look at exactly how much he hated him. He hated him like that, you know, some of my trolls hate me, you know?
He would get memos about Martin Luther King for himself, for his own records, and then he would, like, scribble, like, angry things on it.
Yeah, poisonous things about... Just for himself.
For his own, just before putting it in a file, just, fuck you.
Yeah. He hated everything that Martin Luther King stood for and projected like crazy his own evil on him. Because what really got to me, and this is, I am probably going to struggle to get through this without getting emotional, but, you know, they had him under surveillance for a very long time. Particularly under wiretap was under, like, Robert Kennedy put him under wiretap in the later years. But
At Hoover's request.
But since 1955, they were looking on him, you know, and they were following him and people that, you know, his associates, etc.
Since when?
1955.
Seriously? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yes, a long, long time. Of his 39 years, 12 of them were just, you know, a third of his life he was under the scrutiny of the FBI. Every move that he made. Isn't that revolting?
Wow.
This beautiful man. And that's just the thing. He was such a beautiful man that the accounts of these, you know, particularly the wiretaps and everything, inadvertently, J. Edgar Hoover has given us this marvelous historical account of a truly good man, and which guts me. Just guts me that these people could be compiling all this evidence that only ever says this guy's fantastic. You know, he only... ever helps in the highest interest. He is not interested in the ego battles. He is not interested in leading for leading's sake and stuff. He's self-reflective. He looks inward. He's always working upon himself, and he's always working in the good of the people. That was the evidence they were fucking gathering, but that wasn't the takeaway that they wanted, so they just kept going and going and going, and they got two things. They got a dodgy joke he told in amongst friends over drinks about JFK, and they got he apparently had sex with someone in a hotel room outside his wedlock. That was all they got on him after 12 years of scrutinizing his every move.
And they just ignored all that. They just ignored the mountains of evidence that he's a good person, that he's not a communist, as they were smearing him with.
They were smearing him with that. Yeah, that was...
Withheld that. They kept that from the public, too. They kept that from LBJ.
Yes, they knew that he wasn't a communist. They knew from the evidence that they had gathered that he wasn't at all, and that he had confided in people that he wasn't, and that was, you know... So they knew that he wasn't. But they kept that evidence, lies by omission as well, from LBJ, so that they... And anyway, God, it's just the... You know, some days I'm so overwhelmed by the beauty of humans, some days I just cannot believe their depravity. But today was a bit of both.
Yeah, this was the worst of the worst and the best of the best in one story, wasn't it?
It really, really was, yeah. I went from shaking my fist to being, like, overwhelmed by the beauty of this man and his words. And, you know, no wonder he was only 39 and he was already speaking from the depths of the planet. You know, the way that he spoke was just shooken the world. And, yeah, very much was a danger to the establishment. They were correct about that. But fuck the fucking establishment, you assholes. How dare you take that man from us?
Yeah, they called him dangerous, and he was dangerous, but only to the most pernicious aspects of America.
Right, only to the cancer.
Right.
Yeah, that exists today, and that's why it was important to hook this into a story that came in The Intercept today. About the way that the FBI have been surveilling Black Lives Matter activists to the point of getting in a car and following them, you know, across states to different areas.
Yeah, they had stakeouts and everything. They had police informants in the story. Like they were really like you would think that this was not some domestic activism group, but like with the amount of intelligence and personnel and man hours they were pouring into it, you would think that it was some sort of intelligence network or something of an enemy state, or yeah, a terrorist cell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. This is not, you know, these people going to the protest at Ferguson.
Right. Yeah, these were Ferguson protesters. My God.
Yes. They had posed no threat other than a threat to the establishment, of course.
And what is the FBI saying? Well, that's obviously a problem. We need to pour thousands of man hours into that. That should, like, not even be a blip on their radar. If the FBI was the thing that they claim to be,
yeah,
they would not even think about that. They would just be, all right, well, that's good for them. Where's the bad guys?
What is going on? What is going on?
We know what's going on. Come on, Caitlin.
What? All right, you sum it up. At the moment, I am overwhelmed by it. I find this whole thing so inherently evil that we're being controlled, that, you know, that our goodness and our health, that our push towards health, our movements towards health are being impeded by these psychopaths, and they are complicit. You know, these, what is fucking going on in the heads of these FBI agents who are tracking people across country to a fucking protest? What, how are they sitting there listening to normal people have everyday conversations with their family over dinner, and, you know, and how are they sitting there doing that job, compiling evidence against what are clearly just normal people who want the best for their children, who are just trying to do a good job of being a human, who are just trying to push towards peace and equality for their fellow man? What the fuck's going on in your fucking head? If you are working in that shit, you are a traitor to humanity.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And also, that has always been their job. That has always been the place of the FBI and all the other intelligence agencies. It's to protect power. Like you said in the article, their whole concern with the Ferguson protest was protecting Monsanto.
Yeah.
And coordinating with Monsanto against these Black Lives Matter protesters to make sure that the unwashed masses don't get any of their filth on the Monsanto machine. Yeah. They exist to, like, you know, since its earliest days with COINTELPRO, the FBI has always existed to preserve existing power structures and infiltrate and subvert anything which poses the slightest threat to those existing power structures. Not to the U.S. government, not to the American people, not to any crucial infrastructure or anything. To power.
Mm.
To the corporate overlords. You know, I don't know if they still do this, but like for as long as VHS has existed, I don't know if it said this in Australia, but every VHS you watched at the beginning had this big FBI warning, you cannot copy this.
Yeah, now we didn't have that
thing at the beginning of that. And that was pretty much for those decades, that was everyone's first introduction to the FBI. What the hell is the FBI and why do they want to protect Hollywood so much? Because that's their thing. Their job is to protect the powerful. You know, it's not like, you know.
Well, it just told the story. I think that they were in Ferguson collaborating with Monsanto.
That's the whole thing. That tells the whole story. That's it. That's basically everything the FBI does is varying degrees of collaborating with Monsanto. You can just extrapolate that to their entire context. It's not like in the movies and the TV shows where they cover them going after serial killers or whatever. That's not their primary goal. Their primary goal is, and the reason they exist, is to protect power and undermine the powerless.
And can we also say that those TV series, the only reason they exist is to advertise for the FBI and to propagandize the nation into thinking that they're doing awesome things for them when they're actually just protecting the
And powerful. They've been so successful at it, especially
Absolutely.
Lately.
Absolutely. James Comey got 500,000 fucking likes. 500,000 people went and liked his tweet about how his goodness was going to shine through, you know, when, oh my God, James Comey.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's like, you know, people, we met on Facebook and we have a lot of, you know, Democrat friends and liberal friends and stuff who we thought were kind of on the same page as us politically, and then they're all a bunch of FBI cultists now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been just so weird watching that mind virus take over. Do you know who these fucking people are? They murder people.
Yeah, no, they think, dung, 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 on the streets of New York or whatever the thing is.
Like, that was a bad impression.
Sorry, well, you do it then.
Dun, dun! In the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. In New York City, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad known as the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. Dun dun!
Oh my God, no, I was
not... That's
not
about the FBI, though. That's about SVU.
I was not expecting that.
I used to watch a lot of TV.
What a party trick. You didn't... Wow. Okay. So you can just pull that out anytime.
So you wrote this article because there's an important anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
Is the April 4th. Early morning, April 4th. Shot rings out in a Memphis sky.
Free at last, they took your life. You started me too high.
Sorry.
Anyway, yes.
It's the 50th anniversary. The 50th anniversary of his death, which the FBI could have been involved in. It's really hard to prove that sort of thing, but we know they wanted him to die, do we not?
Look, I actually, you know, I've been looking into this all morning, as you say. It doesn't matter if they actually pulled the trigger themselves.
Mm.
These fucking cunts propagandized and weaponized a public, the public of America, to hate. They didn't do a great job of it because he was beloved by many.
That's on holiday now.
Yeah, right. But you know, there's always nutcases, and they did their darndest to get in the minds of those nutcases as well.
So at the very least.
At the very least.
At the very least, they put hatred into people's minds, and until that hatred wound up in between the right set of ears.
Right.
And they put a slug through his heart.
At the very least. So I consider them guilty at the very least.
Mm.
As you know, as much as anyone who goads someone into a...
And after having surveilled him for years and knowing that he's a good man.
Absolutely knowing that he was everything that he said that he was. Isn't that just so frustrating?
You still got J. Edgar Hoover coming out to the... making headlines saying that he's the biggest liar in America.
Right.
Vicious, evil man.
Yeah.
And also, we know that they wanted him dead. They tried to make him dead. Yeah, the suicide letter. Tell us about that.
Right. So there's this, like, one-page letter. It's written, like, it's all typed out and stuff. It's written from the perspective of a fellow black activist, but it turns out, and we have proof of this, that it was from J. Edgar Hoover's office. Not him, but, one of his... I think his name was Williams, but anyway.
This is known. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is a fact.
No, this is a fact that they sent this letter to him. It was just before he got the Nobel Peace Prize. It was probably intended for him to get that just before he went off to Oslo to get it, but he didn't. He got it on the way back. And in it, you know, anyone who knows anything about, like, how you hypnotize someone, NLP, those sorts of, ways of manipulating people through words, you have a read of this.
Yeah, you picked it apart in a very interesting way I've never seen anyone do before.
Right. Well, I mean, I've seen a little bit of it, but yeah, like it's written in a very like hypnotic rhythm, even though it looks kind of like cut and paste together and like kind of, that's all meant as well.
Very deliberately constructed. Can I read what you had there? Let me see. You got, because I thought this was really trippy, and I'd never heard anyone talking about it. They talked about, they used the phrase, "you are done," 5 times, and as well as "you are finished" once. 6 instances of the word evil, 6 of the word fraud, 5 of abnormal, and 5 references to King being on the record. And then they threw that in with a recording of his extramarital affair and a command for him ultimately to take his own life.
So basically, there was a lot of words there. It was a word salad of words, but there were some key words that they wanted you to take away, like that will just rattle around in your head after reading it.
And that was some, the whole idea. Like a high-level psyop.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they threw everything they could. There's a lot of psychology that went into that letter, particularly picking into his, they knew he was a really good man. And when you pick it up.
Right. Yeah. Right. They wouldn't have tried that if they didn't know he was good.
Right.
And that's why they put in like evil and abnormal and fraud. And they wanted that echoing around in his head. Oh, no. And causing all this dissonance.
They even put the command, "look into your heart," which they knew would work with him. That he was a man who
they
was
knew he could
self-reflective.
Do that.
That he had self-inquiry.
Fucking monsters.
Aren't they? Yeah. So that, to actually get you doubting yourself, doubting your own, anyone can, if you're a really good person, you can be twisted into thinking that you're evil. What I'm trying to do is to get these good people to realize that they are really good and to stop projecting their goodness on evil people and to start, being able to place their feet and go, no, I do just want the best for humanity. I am just here to serve. I know that. I've known that since I was, a child. I'm here to help. I want nothing more than to see humanity flourish, and that's why I know I'm a good person. I'm not here for my own self-interest, if I do something out of self-interest, it's purely out of fear. Some people aren't like that.
but that's why they target them with that. That's why you have the smear campaign on Assange, for example, who obviously cares. He obviously wants what's best for people.
Right.
He obviously wants to try and help humanity escape from the dilemma that it is in. And it looks like there's entire departments dedicated to making him
fuck him up. Yeah.
Target him as he's a fascist, he's a Nazi, he's a Russian agent, he's this, he's that, he's not what he pretends to be.
Mm.
And just and those only work on people who actually want to be good.
Right. Yeah, it is actually interesting. Susie Dawson said something like this to me, that it's interesting that they were, if you watch what well, maybe this is me re-engineering what she said, but I realized if you watch what people smear you with and what you're triggered by, you will see, who you are as a person, right? Mm. and I've already said this, apparently this is, you should not go around saying this because the intelligence community just love to know what triggers you. But my triggers are around being told that I'm racist, because that's just like that hurts me deeply.
Right.
You can tell what sort of person I am by my triggers. I admit it. Like, you know, so that must be true of that must be what they're working on all the time.
Yeah, and you know they had a psychological profile of some. I don't know how far along PsyOps were back in the 60s, but you know they had a profile on King, and you know that they would have had they would have known that his where his values are the exact opposite of where those keywords fraud, abnormal, evil.
Yeah, evil, and
they were attacking his core value system.
Yes, because he very much saw himself as a person who was in service of others, and
valued truth, goodness.
Yeah,
the exact opposite,
and of what valued was humanity. Like, you know,
so they were actively trying to cause so much cognitive dissonance to ring around in his head between where his actual core values are and what the accusations were, and using that with a recording of the affair that he had and a command to commit suicide. They were trying to make it his existence suddenly so psychologically painful that he would let himself out.
Right. And I'm sure it's worked on other people.
Well, they wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
Right. Isn't that the most depressing fucking realization?
That's what you people are worshipping when you glorify James Comey and Robert Mueller and all these FBI cunts. Yeah. That's what these fucking Clintonists are exalting and defending constantly.
Yeah.
And who was that guy that got fired by the DOJ a little while ago?
McCabe.
Yeah, and like there's high profile Twitter users starting a GoFundMe for his retirement and raising money for him. He's married to a successful doctor.
I didn't know that.
He's extremely wealthy. No, they are. He's this extremely wealthy guy who's going to get a book deal worth millions of dollars, surely.
Right.
And he's already worth a ton of money, and they're raising money for him. That's their charity.
Oh, for Jesus
this rich
Christ.
FBI prick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, the FBI has done nothing except run interference on humanity's ability to get healthy. You can see that in Martin Luther King, and he's not a one-off. They have practiced and practiced on this. They have honed it since. And we know from, you know, if you know activists, if you know journalists who are working in this space, you know that this continues. COINTELPRO didn't stop when they said it stopped in 72. They have honed it, and it's become something even more evil, which is why they can turn these horrible figures into, like, they can still keep their names up on a fucking building. That's how good at that they've got. You know, they've got the whole of America thinking that the J. Edgar Hoover building, that's not, you know, that should be just looked upon in horror. Like, you know, it says Goebbels, like the Goebbels building or something.
It really, really should. The guy who tried to make MLK commit suicide.
Right.
That guy.
Right.
Who did do that. 100%. We know that for certain.
Yeah.
Did do that. His name is in fucking the Washington, D.C. FBI building. And everyone's just like, yeah, well, that's fine.
And you know, also, because this guy was like, MLK, like Martin Luther King was such an amazing person. He took so much heat to get to that point that they actually had to kill his body, like, or that the body had to die before him. So there was 12 years of this harassment or whatever. Most people, most normal humans, and I don't say this because to shame them or whatever, most people can't take 6 months of that shit, right? So they are constantly just dragging us down as a species. This is not, you know, some insignificant, like, oh, well, they've, you know, cops and robbers, I guess. It's always, that always happens, doesn't it? It's always corruption and stuff like that. Oh, well. No, these fuckers are keeping a lid on our health as a species, and they need to rot in jail, all of them. They need to be put away in a space where they cannot hurt anyone anymore. That is, you just can't do that to us as a species. This is why we're heading for extinction, because so many of these assholes have so much power and can, you know, enact their own personal fucking vendettas. That's all it was for Hoover, was this personal vendetta about someone, you know, like a guy that he didn't like. And he just had the whole of the FBI after him. And eventually it did lead to his death. And it did lead to his death as surely as if the FBI shot that trigger. I don't buy the nice guy thing that, you know, just because they, like, you know, they didn't actually do it. That doesn't mean anything to me. If you're goading people into hating someone, then you are just as complicit in the crime as the person who pulled the trigger.
Do you have a poem for us?
Oh, yeah. I'm a bit head up.
Yeah, that was really great.
Okay. Let's see. Real werewolves. They tell scary stories about fake werewolves because they don't want you to know about the real kind. They want you to be frightened of their nature and their name. They don't want you to go looking for them in willow groves and abandoned factories, in refugee camps and ghost ships, and on the inside of your own skin. They don't want you to meet their wild eyes, which cannot read billboards, or their wild ears in which pundits sound like parrots, or their wild minds which don't understand your excuses. They don't want you learning how to take off your skin and leaving it in a McDonald's dumpster in the dead of night and walking away on four legs from all this nonsense forever. They tried to kill them all off long ago, using superstitious weapons and hateful hands, because people kept drinking their tree potions and forgetting all about sacraments and sin. But the werewolves hid in the shadows and at the bottom of ponds and in the wombs of deaf mothers and behind the eyes of the occasional mischievous nun. And they are with us still, riding horse angels and eating forbidden fruits, tipping dharmic dominoes only they understand, and laughing and living castles in cool defiance of the liars. You may meet one someday, passing unexpected in a convenience store aisle, perched atop a telephone pole at 3 a.m, in the mirror of a depressing public restroom, or in the recesses of your mind that you rarely approach and you should not be afraid. The werewolf is you, hidden under your false clothing, being looked at by your false eyes and feared by your false mind. Get naked for the first time in your life. And come howl with us.
Caitlin is an entirely listener and reader-supported journalist, so if you want to support her daily podcasts and articles, the best way to do that is via Patreon or PayPal. Links in the description. Follow Caitlin on Steemit, on Medium, or on CaitlinJohnston.com, where you can get on a mailing list to get email notifications whenever she publishes an article. You have been listening to Going Rogue.
China.
Thanks, y'all.
Katie, oh Katie, who are you pissing off now? Katie, oh Katie, your words are making them howl. You're trying to spread truth, but they don't want to hear it, and we don't think that's right. Keep talking, Katie, oh Katie. Are you pissing off now? Shady, they're so shady. They're lying straight to our face. But maybe, oh maybe, the truth they'll finally embrace. But the man on the TV says you're batshit crazy, and they paint you as a fool. Keep fighting, Katie, oh Katie. Are you pissing off now? We love you, Katie, oh Katie. Keep speaking truth to power. We've got your back, so don't cower. Our pretty Aussie flower. Love you, girlfriend.